Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I don't know if I want to stick around because we already did the Christina Lou birthday segue.
I know. So,
and Christina was actually wrapping up here.
I know.
Right, right.
We got the number, and I was like, all right, we're done. All right, yeah, get to wrap that.
She got what she wanted.
Yeah. All right.
But actually, we're very fortunate to have this extra segment to try to get as much stuff because there's still things. I mean, it's amazing the amount of stuff that in 1 week happens in the town, and Christina does a great job covering it, but there's still this big thing next week. Oh, she has it there in front of us.
Yes, because it's certainly I love this. I love any kind of seasonal fun activity. It is the Halloween dances that we have every year, which are really, really fun. I love seeing when people come in their costumes. It's some of my favorite things. And this, it's going to be on October 26th, and that's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the one at Clinton G. Martin Park. And then we have one on October 19th at Fuchillo Park from 11 to 2 p.m. There's music, coffee, pizza, dessert, games, a costume contest. You really need to register for this because this fills up so fast.
Right.
So you call 311 or 869-6311.
Is it the same thing in both places?
Yes.
Or it differs?
Yes, same thing. It's just different locations.
Right, right.
Okay.
And you can't accommodate all the people in one place,
right.
So they divide it up.
Right, and that's actually because it used to just be at Clinton G. Martin Park, and then they learned very quick that they needed to have it at another location. But it's really, really fun, and I love Halloween, so I recommend everyone goes and checks it out.
Do people come in costumes?
Yes, they do come in costumes.
I went once. The very first year I was doing this, maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I went to it. I'd never go back. No, everybody is in costume. Honestly, it was a wild time.
It's great. And some people really put a lot of effort into it. And I love someone putting effort into a costume. As someone that does that myself.
Now, are the town people in costumes or no?
Yes.
Oh, really?
New services. It's hard because we usually have the radio show.
I know that.
So it's hard for...
Oh, yeah.
I usually catch the tail end of it, though, which is certainly fun. Also, we have the Spooky Walk, which is October 26th and 27th, and the Not-So-Spooky Walk on October 28th, which is good for children and families. But the Spooky Walk is something they've been doing literally for years because when I was a little girl, I used to go to the Spooky Walk and loved it. It's October 26th, which is a Friday, and Saturday, October 27th, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., there's all different things, and they put a lot of effort into the scary factor of things, the Parks Department. The cost is $5 per person. There will be a DJ both nights, and on Saturday, Schroeder's Ghost will perform at 6:30 p.m., which is a kid-friendly kind of band. It should be really, really nice. There's pumpkin decorating at the Not-So-Spooky Walk and face painting, a Taekwondo presentation. Mad Science will also be presenting hands-on different activities that they can do with children. So it's a really nice event, you know, if you want to bring your grandkids or your whole family to go to the one on Saturday.
Right.
But be aware, it's very popular, so there may be lines and so on.
Oh, it's busy.
Right, it's a busy place.
And respect the children part of it. They won't let you in, because I went 2 years ago with Lucas, and he was six, and they wouldn't let him in. The night
one. Oh, for the Spooky Walk?
I took it for this. They said, John, it's not appropriate. And I said, I'm going to trust them. So they will not let kids in. So I don't know what the age is, but don't make a plan and get there on a Saturday night with a 6 or 7 year old.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. I'm not exactly sure if they have or maybe they just... They said the Spooky Walk may not be suitable for younger children and minors must be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah. But they
so
were,
I guess
yeah.
they were trying to give John a heads up. I mean, because I might have been a little young when I went, but I mean, we've just loved scary stuff my whole life. It's kind of just in the Fennell blood.
You were probably in a costume, so they thought you were part.
Right, probably. I mean, like I laugh with my mom. I was like, maybe I was a little too young watching certain things, but it's all part of the fun of things. So I really, I think it's a great thing for people to do, and it's a family fun. There's a lot of effort put into this, so definitely check it out.
And the costumes the little ones have when they're going through the not-so-spooky yes. walk is worth seeing, if nothing else.
It's like my favorite thing. I love getting, we laugh, you know, on a side note. I recommend everyone, you know, if you do know me, to check out our house, because it's a running joke that my mother and I give out the best treats, and that's our goal. So when as soon as they come knocking the door, they say, you're the house with the great, you know, trick-or-treat bags, and that's all I need. That's all I need to hear. It's success, because we certainly give out party favors, essentially.
Well, I think it was maybe 2 years ago I started stalking Christina on Facebook. I don't know how it happened. The decorations.
Yes.
I don't want to use the word.
I know.
All through the holidays are amazing.
Yes, we're very big on holidays.
Yes. Oh, so you decorate?
Yes, my husband and I do quite the spread, but we keep it, you know, we try to keep it not over the top, but, you know, we did like a whole cornfield.
Oh, yeah,
thing
no, it's
year.
Done. It's done.
Yes. I'll bring pictures the next time. I haven't done my full photo shoot. It's been very busy. But I will. I certainly will bring in pictures next time.
This is as big, if not even bigger, than Christmas decorations.
Well, Christmas we go big, too.
Yeah, Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
That's kind of my motto in all things. Wow. But listen, it's all about, as we were saying earlier, the positivity. Life's certainly full with a lot of negative things. And doing fun things that bring joy is certainly the motto. And also, speaking of bringing joy and doing some great things, the town is hosting the 5th annual Veterans Donation Drive. There's boxes at a bunch of different locations throughout North Hempstead. There's one at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, Town Hall in Manhasset. The town clerk's office has one in Manhasset, Michael J. Tully Park in New Hyde Park, and Fuchsillo Park in Carl Place. So there's donation boxes. As soon as you walk in, you'll see a big box. These donations they're going to be gathered until December 7th, and then it's delivered to the Northport Veterans Affairs Medical Center right before the holidays. They're looking for things such as new clothing. And I really want to tell people it's new clothing. This is not a garbage dump, you know, where you dump things that you don't want anymore. They need new clothing, new toiletries, including unscented body lotion, brushes, combs, deodorant, shaving cream, nail clippers, toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, and also lap blankets they're looking for, powdered laundry detergent, forever postage stamps, which I think is a really nice thing to donate, and phone cards, Stop and Shop gift cards. You can get all the information and further details at 311 or 869-6311. But I think it's really a great thing to do.
Yeah, the most important thing is the clothes. People think something slightly used. Your definition of slightly used is different than mine.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, you know, you can go to TJ and buy these things mm-hmm. off the rack for $7 and $10, you know.
No, and even in socks, you know, are huge, too. Yeah. It's just, and I think it's nice, you know, a lot of these things, and I always say to people, you know, even if you are in the store getting your local toilet, you know, whatever you need for toiletries, you know, just pick up an extra toothbrush, you know, anything. It will certainly help. So
that's a good point, though. Like Costco shopping, you get 10 in a pack.
Right.
Pop two out of it.
Absolutely. You know. It's certainly a great thing. So it's really, they collect a lot. You know, closer to the holidays,
every year it's
really
bigger and bigger.
It really fills up, and it's nice to see them loading up all the boxes into the vans to bring, because it's certainly, North Hempstead's really been taking an active role in doing things for the veterans in the community, which is especially like hot off the presses. They're actually still finalizing the exact schedule, but 3 days a week, the Northport VA Medical Center's mobile unit will now be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. So it's this big, big bus. And each day that they're there, there's a different medical professional. So, you know, so one day there might be an audiologist or a physical therapist, you know, podiatry care. It runs the gamut of all kind of services. And so you have to make an appointment, though, for this through the VA.
Okay.
And the VA needs to be your primary medical care.
Right, it's for veterans.
So a lot of people didn't know that, but what's great is that Gail Salas, who's our veterans caseworker, actually can help facilitate the process of getting you in the system, you know, with the VA, and then you're able to access this these services, which is really nice.
So am I right? If it's a local VA guy who may not have been involved yet, call 311,
yes.
Ask for Gail.
Yes.
Tell her who you are. You obviously have some identification number mm-hmm. or something, and then take it from there.
Right, and it's really just great because the goal is also to, you know, eventually have some kind of satellite office in North Hempstead, because it's certainly far to schlep out to these different things. You know, so North Hempstead really wants to do this, but the quick fix, which I love, is that they got this mobile unit involved with us, which I think is great, because North Hempstead, I think that's something to really praise them about. these ideas are put out there and they find a way to, in the meantime, take care of certain needs while they're working on the greater purpose. So definitely check that out. Call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information, too. We touched upon a bit of buying and selling homes earlier.
Right, right, absolutely.
And North Hempstead, as building department, will be providing these educational seminars about, you know, on the side of buying a home or selling a home. The next one's going to be October 23rd. That's at the Hillside Public Library in New Hyde Park. And then there's one on Tuesday, October 30th at the Manhasset Public Library. And here you'll get to really be prepared and know what kind of permits, certificates you need to have if you're buying or selling a home. Both sessions are at 7 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome at this event, too. So it's really great. I think I really encourage people to go to this because just hearing questions other people might bring up sparks something in your
brain. I'm going to throw a quick one out there. I have a friend who's buying a house and went for a mortgage, and there's a beautiful pool. Nothing was ever put on the books. So the whole thing is a mess now. They got to go back and the plumbing and the electric to the lights in the pool and everything. Beautiful.
And I think a lot of people obviously have had those issues. I mean, I think everyone's experienced something that you thought that had a prior. You know, it's, and there's crazy things need permits. So it's really important to kind of figure out especially what is needed because between the village and the town, it gets really crazy.
And it's the seller who gets messed because the woman who's selling this house, I'm sure she wants some money to move on.
Right.
It's, she's going no place now. It could take months to get everything approved and the electric and the gas burner out there and all this
yeah.
stuff. That they,
and beautiful. That's what, you know, North Hempstead has all these really great programs in all different departments that really are geared to just preparing you so you're not in the emergency situation, you know, and it's a mad dash trying to get all these things because these things take a lot of time and it's not an overnight kind of fix. So
not to put it you on the spot, but is it only homes or co-ops, condominiums? Would that be part of this as well?
You know, I don't exactly know.
I would say
yeah.
homes. I
would
co-ops
think homes.
Go by
right. Because there's
not getting
right
in your co-op without approval.
Exactly. So, and next week we have a new co-host, Jerry Perelman, who will be joining us. He's going to be interviewed. And then we have a representative calling in from FINRA who's going to talk about finance for seniors and planning and savings and fraud and scams. It's going to be great.
Terrific. Have a great weekend, everybody. And this is the LIU Post Homecoming Weekend. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful, safe party weekend. And we'll be back next week. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.